Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning. It's Stiles and Roman on US 99. If you're just getting up or getting ready to go to work or school,
go back to bed.
Careful. It is crazy outside. So I live in Elgin. And my story was, I woke up this morning and I left my, the roads were undrivable in my neighborhood. I have two lane highways or roads that I go to before I get to 90, undrivable Randall Road. Then I get on 90 and it was horrible. Like the plows weren't even out yet. And then once I hit O'Hare, it went from the snow to rain. So it was almost like east of O'Hare got no snow. It was more like a rain thing, but west of O'Hare, we got hit hard with snow. It was a really slippery and scary commute.
So the good news is everybody's getting a free car wash.
My car's filthy. I don't know about you, man. My car's filthy.
My car, it looks like a Dalmatian right now. I got a white truck. But yeah, hey, just be safe. And again, give yourself a few extra minutes for that morning commute. But the craziness continues with this weather. Now, we all need salt. Right, you got to throw the salt after you're done shoveling. You need to throw the salt, especially last night into this morning throughout the afternoon.
On the corner right here by our Prudential building, just like 5 minutes ago, she slipped and fell on her butt because it was so slippery. So yeah, it's icy, very, very icy outside.
So someone forgot to put some salt over on the sidewalk where this young lady slipped and fell. But I will say, at the Styles House household last night, it was getting a little crazy because I got the in-laws at the house and my wife, Connie, was like, hey, we got to grab some salt. And I'm like, all right, you're right. I only had a little bit left. Tossed it out there. And then I was about to leave to go to the store to get some more salt when she goes to me and she says, hey, grab some of that pet salt as well
pet
to throw
salt.
Down.
Pet salt?
And I go, pet salt? And she goes, yeah, there's a specific salt that you throw on the ice for pets. Because the regular salt, like, bothers their paws and their underside of their paws. And as a married man, you'll learn this soon, Jess. Like, you will learn when to pick a fight with your wife. And I want to say back to her, there's no reason that we need a pet salt, you know what I mean, for the dog Jameson. She's going to be fine. When I was growing up 20 years ago, there was no specific salt that we had for Shotzi growing up on Oak Park Avenue at my parents' house. So, but I caught myself and I said, all right. So I jump in my truck. I had to go to three different places. First off, if you're trying to find salt this morning in the Chicagoland area, you are not finding it. I went to Costco, sold out. I then went to Walmart, sold out. Target, thankfully Target, had two containers of the regular salt and one pet salt thing. So I grabbed them both again, right?
What's the difference?
I have no idea. I guess there's some chemicals inside the pet one that doesn't harm them. I don't know. I looked it up online. My wife was like, oh, I read it online. And, you know, we want Jameson to be safe. And I was like, all right. So I threw the pet ice or the pet salt down on the ice in the backyard, the regular salt on the front yard. It's crazy what we do for our pets. Again, 20 years ago, when we all had dogs growing up, there was no pet, you know, salt for the ice. There were no little booties that we would put on our dogs' feet when they would run outside.
Or red spandex outfits that you put on your dog?
Yeah, they just need to man up. But, I mean, I guess it's just the crazy things that we do for our pets.
312-946-4995. Give us a call. Have you heard of this pet salt? And if you have, what are the differences? Because to me, salt is salt. Like, you know, I just wouldn't have gone the extra mile for the pet salt.
And where did you find the pet salt as well? So call us up. Let's talk about it this morning. 312-946-4995. It is essential or no?
Good morning, it's Styles in Roman on US 99. I was speechless on my commute in. It was a really, really bad drive when I was coming from Randall on 90 all the way down O'Hare. It was really, really bad. Like, the plows weren't even out. The snow was crazy. But then I hit O'Hare, and a switch went off, and it turned into more rain. So I feel like depending on where you wake up this morning is depending on if you were in a blizzard or just like a rainstorm.
Yeah, there's some slippery, wet conditions this morning, so give yourself a few extra minutes on your morning commute. But, you know, hey, it's kind of crazy because we always have to lay down the salt, you know, because it's very icy this morning. You need salt. You said you just saw someone slip and fall outside of our building here downtown Chicago. But my wife, Connie, yesterday was like, no, you have to go to the store and get the pet salt. And I was like, the pet salt? When did we need to be specific?
Yeah, I don't know what that is.
You know what I mean? Like, why do we need that? So please, we need people to explain it to us. Do you use it? Where do you get it at? Why do we use it now? 312-946-4995. Are you throwing it down on your ice for your pets? Bailey from Crystal Lake, talk to us this morning.
So the pet salt is just for, specifically for dogs or whoever goes outside. The salt that you regularly use actually has a chemical that can burn little sores into their feet. And once their paws get little sores and if it gets infected, they can actually have their feet amputated.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the pet salt just keeps it from hurting their feet.
So is this a new chemical in the regular salt that they weren't using, like, say, I don't know, 20 years ago?
I'm sure that they weren't.
Is the pet salt safe enough to put on french fries?
No.
Don't eat it.
Okay. Don't eat it.
So we're about 8 minutes away. How about 7:15 this morning? Styles and Roman in US 99. We give you $1,000. So the conditions this morning are horrible. Throughout the Chicagoland area, they're icy, they're slippery, there's some slushy rain coming down. So you definitely need to apply salt all throughout the sidewalks. But I was blown away last night because my wife Connie goes, hey, when you go grab the salt, can you go to the store and also grab the pet salt?
Pet salt.
And I was like, who uses pet salt? Why would we need to use pet salt? All these different things they're coming out with nowadays. What are our dogs all divas now?
Yeah,
they need
it seems
this
like
pet salt?
It seems like it. 312-946-4995. Good morning. Who's this?
I'm Miss Anderson. I teach math at Wakanda Middle School. We sent letters to the troops.
Awesome. We appreciate all those letters. Well, since you did that and since you are a teacher, can you educate us? What is this pet salt?
I have no idea, but I bought it last night and I don't have a pet anymore. I just think that it's probably a little easier on your concrete.
So you have no pets. You just literally bought it because you think it's a safer version of salt.
Well, yeah. I had a dog, so I have a soft spot in my heart. And I have dogs come to visit me. So
where did you find this first off pet salt, Mrs. Anderson?
Home Depot,
they got everything.
The one store I didn't go to, three stores, Costco, Walmart, and Target. I should have went to Home Depot.
There you go.
Well, you know what they say, save big money at Home Depot.
I don't think that's what they say.
Oh, that's a different store.
So pet salt is a real thing. I don't know what is going on in this world. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman at US 99. Yeah, I was laying down some salt last night on the ice, and my wife was like, yeah, we got to go get that pet salt for Jameson when she goes out the back. Like, it's unsafe. And I look at her, and I'm like, rolling my eyes. I'm like, really unsafe? When did this happen?
Yeah.
When did all of this happen that we need to go get these specific things for our dogs? Like, hey, don't get me wrong. I don't want anything to happen to my dog or your dog or your dog. But really? There's a specific salt we got to throw down on the ice?
I didn't even put human salt on my sidewalk. I just said, Mom, if you leave today, don't go out the front door.
You just have ice skates at the
exit
front door.
At your own,
leave.
Exit at your own risk. Exit at your own risk. Go through the garage, take your car out. But do not go out the front door because there is no human salt laid down at the Roman household. 312-946-4995. Good morning, Annie from South Elgin. How are the roads out there?
The roads are garbage.
So I live in Elgin, and around 4:15 in the morning, they were undrivable. Any better now?
Not really. McLean is still pretty bad. I mean, and that's a major thoroughfare, so.
Well, we're going to try our best to not be so funny, so that way you can have, like, you know, your hands on the wheel, and you won't be shaking or anything.
Right. That'd be great.
So what's up? Are they putting any pet salt down there in South Elgin? What's the deal with this?
No. Like, my condo, they have a company that does it, so it's just the regular garbage, so my dog has to deal with it, but I get the paw wax that you can put on their paws to protect them.
Guys, really, paw wax? Your dog really needs paw wax.
Hey, it's safe, non-toxic. I totally missed my turn to work.
Get off the phone and both hands on the wheel.
Doreen from Elgin, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I love you guys. You guys cheer me up. You make me laugh. And I was just so excited to hear a new thing. I did have a dog once, but I guess our dogs are divas now, so we have to find pet salt.
Is your dog's name Mariah Carey by chance?
Yeah. Next time I get a dog, I'm going to name her that.
You know what? No, let's stop talking about dogs. Let's go back to the first comment. You love us. You think we're funny. Let's talk about that more.
I do. I was having a bad morning because I couldn't get my car out of my parking lot because nobody in Elgin plows. The roads are crap. I'm on Dundee Road. road, and I'm going literally 20 miles an hour.
I'm not joking. I told Styles when I came in, my commute this morning from Elgin to the city, Elgin was undrivable, and even 90, up until you got to about O'Hare, it was so, so scary.
It's still scary, and I'm in East Dundee, and it literally what takes me 10 minutes to get to work has taken me almost 40 minutes, because everybody's going 20.
All right, who called in sick this morning out in Elgin? Where are the snowplows? Can someone that works in the government in Elgin, can they call us?
Yeah, assault would be nice. I've been sliding since I got out. It took me forever to get over that snow hump, and my husband and I shoveled last night so we wouldn't have so much snow.
He made you shovel. Come on now.
Yeah, we did it together.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.